Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into this Wednesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. We're at the Cadillac of New Orleans on the catty corner of Lime Street and Rye in the heart of Metairie, a proud member of the Gale Benson Automotive family of dealerships. Welcome in. Glad to have you aboard. Packed show. Got QB to QB. Coming up tonight with Saints quarterback Drew Brees at 6:40. Tyler Horka gives us the lowdown on the Mississippi State Bulldogs. He's the Mississippi State beat writer for the Clarion Ledger. He's on at 5:20. Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst, at 5:35. Then we'll go behind enemy lines with the Bears. Mark Grote, sideline reporter for the Bears, on 6:70, the Score in Chicago. Along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, I'm Christian Garrick. Mark Menard on Sports Flash and at Master Control. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. We'll get to our opinion poll here shortly, but just to update you, Saints have signed a running back and a tight end. Two new faces in the Saints practice today, running back Zach Zinner and tight end Brian Parker. They've been added to the roster. Zinner is a 28-year-old, came into the league in 2015 as an undrafted free agent with the Detroit Lions. He's totaled 685 rushing yards, 7 touchdowns on 174 carries in his career, along with making 27 receptions for 263. The tight end Parker, 27 years old, played in the Chiefs for the Chiefs and the Broncos. He has 6 passes received for 39 yards, 22 NFL games he's appeared in. Bobby, what do you make of this? Do you make going on with Alvin Kamara and his knee?
Without a doubt. Listen, we don't need him, 70%. You have to look at the task at hand. And if you got at Chicago, you got the Cardinals, you got a bye week, and we got divisional games coming up, hosting Atlanta. Come on, we need him ready to roll in the back end. And, they brought up Cadet for a workout. So, you look at the running back they're trying to sign. That's why when you said, you were giving his rushing yards, but I was looking more receiving as him as a pass receiving running back. Because then, you can limit you can limit what you have to know. Let's say all of a sudden if they're comfortable and he knows what he's doing, but it's not you have to know protections or the run game, how it's set up. If he could just contribute like a running back out the backfield, at times and make plays that way. So that's what I look at that with based on the status of Alvin Kamara, where he's going to be. But I don't know, Christian. I would not play him. To me, if he's dealing with an ankle and a knee, and you might say, well, this is the NFC opponent. You got to win. You never know about the tiebreaker. But I'm looking at more long-term than just short-term. Because I can tell you right now, when the schedule came out, I think a number of people, because the Bears are a playoff team, or they were, and they still aspire to be a playoff team, that with Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara, a lot of people had the Saints losing to the Bears at Chicago. Now, you look where we're at right now compared to Chicago. Chicago has no offense.
Zero.
Now, if you look at this day and age, you would think, it's great that you have an outstanding defense. But, Christian, they're averaging 17.5 points a game, and they're giving up 14.
They're playing like the 80s.
The number three scoring defense in the 27th offense.
Offensively, that's like the 80s numbers, the 90s. Yeah. Scoring was way down.
And if you look at that turnover margin, and that's going to be critical. Again, I wish we were a little better. I wish we were plus 6. The Bears are plus 6. That's fourth in the NFL right now, and we have plus 2. So that's going to be, again, case in point with Teddy Bridgewater, protect the football. You might say, you're watching a game, where the hell Teddy's throwing? If it hits the ground, that might be a good play versus trying to jam a throw in there and all of a sudden you get the The Bears make an outstanding defensive play. The crowd's behind them.
And that's an opportunistic defense. I never saw one.
What's going to be interesting, because we haven't been like this so far this season, the Bears' return game is unbelievable. You know how we've been outstanding the last few years? We worried about our punt return. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get that right with, you know, with Deontay Harris? And if you look at it, we're sixth in the NFL, a 10-yard average. Guess what the Bears are averaging? 15 yards of punt return, Christian with Cohen. And now it's number one. Number one in the NFL. If you look, kickoff return with Cordell Patterson, you all remember going way back even with the Vikings. They fourth. He's at 29 yards of kickoff return. Nobody even returns kickoffs anymore. So that's going to be, you know, a challenge to Lutz and Morristan, and they've been great. But just our coverage units both, and they're going to be challenged, punt and kickoff coverage, considering how well the Bears have done in that area. And because, you know, Sean Payton's going to emphasize those hidden yardage, you know, Shard Field and all that. So I didn't realize, I knew the Bears were good in that area. I didn't realize they were that dominant, being number one in punt return and number four in kick return.
Look at their offense, 27th in points, 17 points a game, 30th in yards. At 266, 185 passing yards, that's an average. That's 30th in the National Football League. Rushing yards, 80 yards a game, 26th in the National Football League. You look at their defensive, and that's impressive. 13.8 points per game, third in the National Football League. Yards total, 312.2.
Well,
passing yards, 229, and rushing yards, 83.
Well, it's good, yeah, I'll look at that 83. That'll be interesting now. Because I think Akeem Hicks is a big part of that and mm-hmm. how disruptive, you know, he could be. If I looked at last year, we were so proud of this. You look at opposing rushing yards per game. We were right there with the Bears. The Bears ended up being giving up 80 yards a game. We were giving up 80.2. So it's basically the same thing. Well, this year the Bears are right now fifth in the NFL, giving up 83 yards. So basically – that's what I'm saying. Even if we had Alvin Kamara, I don't know if we can run against him. But now, without Akeem Hicks, so you could see that their front seven can get after you. And so you can do play action. But a lot of times with play action that truly work, you got to be able to run the ball. Now, do you look at their pass defense, Christian? I think we can have success compared to running the ball. But their pass defense, they're still top 10. They're giving up 229 yards. So – the bottom line is the Bears, the monsters of Midway, whatever you call it. I'm not saying as the 85 Bears, but they still have that reputation.
Look, any defense that has Khalil Mack on it is going to be
yes,
a tough one.
Yes, the bottom line is their defense is dominant and their offense sucks. So
good way to put it.
Yeah, right.
Our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. Between the Saints and LSU, which team do you have the most confidence in winning a championship this season? 53% of you that are voting say the Saints. 47% are on LSU. We'll give our thoughts on that when we return here on Sports Talk. Cadillac of New Orleans on the catty corner of Lime Street and Rye. In the heart of Metairie, a proud member of the Gail Benson Automotive Family of Dealerships here on WWL. Love being out here at Cadillac of New Orleans, a catty corner of Lime Street and Rye. In the heart of Metairie, a proud member of the Gail Benson Automotive Family of Dealerships. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, we welcome in now Christopher Klotz, new car sales manager. Christopher, how are you?
I'm great, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Would you rather Chris or Christopher?
Chris is good.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, Christopher is only when I'm in trouble. That's my yeah. what my mom calls me.
Christopher, come here.
Christopher.
See, with me, it's not Chris, it's Christian. But if my mom called me by my middle name, Christian William, then I knew. I was like, yep.
Right.
Are you in trouble?
I'm in trouble. So what you guys got going on this month out here?
Man, all kinds of things. So we got $18,000 off brand new Escalades, select brand new Escalades. We just started a new special earlier this week. It's a dollar down lease special. This is on brand new cars, a dollar down. Doesn't include tax title license, dealer fees, etc. But just for instance, on XT4, $359 a month. XT6, which is our brand new 6 and 7 seater, $499 a month. XT5, $379. The CTS, $499. And the Escalade Premium Luxury, $899. And that's all with $1
Down. Now, Chris, is that a promotion maybe you've used before? Because that catches everyone's attention, a dollar down.
Dollar down. We have it. This is brand new. We did a little bit of research, and we've gotten a lot of action on it already. We're selling more than we thought we would, sooner than we thought we would. Okay. So
it's really exciting. It catches your attention. You know, everybody wants a deal. And stuff. When you hear, a dollar down, I got to go check this out.
A dollar down. I know. It works better than $15,000, $20,000 off, you know, for a lot of people.
Right,
but
right.
A dollar down. Yeah, that's what everybody wants. Yeah.
Chris, from start to finish, can they buy a car online on the website start to finish? Or do they have to come in? If they want to – maybe it's more convenient for them. Can they
do that? They can do a lot on the website, on the phone. We always recommend coming in at least to pick out the car, because there's been too many times where we've done everything over the phone and over the internet, and then they come in and, for instance, this one doesn't have remote start. Well, they just assume that it had remote start. Okay. Or, you know, there's just small things that you don't think about. Maybe you think every car has it, and just small things. So we always recommend coming in, picking out the car, sitting in it, driving it. We even offer extended test drives. You could take it for a day or two just to make sure that's the car
you want.
Yeah. So I always recommend coming in, but we can do most of the process over the phone as
well. I'm going to ask you our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Between the Saints and LSU, which team do you have the most confidence in winning a championship this season?
Oh, wow.
You know what? Yeah, a lot of the fans are saying, oh, wow. It's kind of been 50-50 ordeal. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the Saints, and I'm a bigger LSU fan, but I don't know about our trip to Alabama, right?
Well, yeah, think about it. If you go to Alabama and you play them tough, and let's say it's a hard-fought game, and then the perception, because everyone's watching around the nation, look, Alabama's been smoking everybody, but LSU was right there. And
hasn't played anybody.
No, but if that's your only loss. I mean, it doesn't even count as a loss if it's close. You know, you understand what I'm saying? 100%
agree with
you. So you want to be in that Final Four.
That's right.
Then you got a chance.
That's all we got to do. That's right. Yep.
This team, I think, is better suited to beat Alabama than they ever have in the last 10 years.
I agree with you.
Well, 100%. Because the offense, not because the defense. I mean, maybe whoever gets the ball last is going to win.
That'd be fun to watch.
No, as long as you got the ball last. LSU has the ball last. Yeah. Because it could be 40-something. It's like, God. You know, like a kind of video game.
No doubt.
You know, so bottom line,
I just hope it's a good game.
Yeah,
Chris, anything we didn't ask you that you want to mention?
They have some special offers this month. One of the bigger things is Costco members get supplier pricing, which is a very specific number on every car. It's cheaper than we can sell to most people. So if you're a Costco member, call and get information about that. SRX and XT5 owners get big lease loyalty rebates on all of our crossovers and SUVs. And then we have a special private offer to BMW, Audi, and Infiniti owners where they $2,000 to $4,000 of lease loyalty on our SUVs. So all kinds of stuff going on.
Chris Klotz, new car sales manager here at Cadillac of New Orleans on the catty corner of Lime Street and Rye in the heart of Metairie, a proud member of the Gale Benson Automotive family of dealerships. Chris, once again, thanks for having us out here. We love coming out here. Your staff is awesome. It's a great place.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Perfect.
Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Where's Rambo? Rambo, you in the house? Rambo, come on up here. Ask your question. We're not making this up, all right? It's all. Come up to the mic.
No, you got to go to the mic.
So it's Rambeau.
Yeah.
The French
place. Yeah, he's like, definitely Louisiana, not Rambo. No, he's the Rambo of New Orleans.
Were your parents big Rambo fans?
No.
Okay.
My dad was, though.
Your dad was?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
So is that why he decided to name you Rambo or what?
No.
Is that a family name? Or?
Yeah, family name.
Okay.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, we were Rambo before Rambo.
Oh, he was old school.
You should get royalties here.
Yeah, you just
you need to go after some royalties.
You need to tell Sylvester Stallone I'm the real Rambo.
Yeah, I should sue him. I mean, like, yeah. I'm the original Rambo. Back away. It's my movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that.
So what's your question, man?
Who do you guys, do you think we'll actually win a Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl?
Well,
we got about a 50% chance of being right on that one.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we were so close but so far until you're actually there. What's so disappointing is because the Rams did not show up representing the NFC against the Patriots. I mean, you might say, okay, you know, the Patriots and the mystique that they have, but I think the Saints have matched up well against them. Just look at Sean Payton.
They haven't played anybody either. Who they played this year?
Well, nobody. They have
one team with a winning record.
Yeah, the AFC East this week, but I'm still not going against the Patriots.
No, I get it.
That they wanted those teams, but I know we'd have scored more than 3 points. The Rams, we'd have gave a game, and I would have liked our chances. So right now, if not the Saints, then who in the NFC? Because it's not like, you know, you got to look at, like, winning the Super Bowl. You got to get there first. And you can see my shirt, obviously, playing on Miami Vice. I think it's a good omen. Miami twice. So it's a decade going back to Miami. I think it just might be destiny for the Saints.
Did you now, trademark that?
No, I don't think so.
Because we came up with that, didn't we?
Yeah, but I just got a bunch of bootleg shirts.
I'm surprised
shirts, so.
you of all people would have trademarked that.
Yeah, I thought you would trademark that.
I guess, I don't know. I wasn't that business savvy. So.
No, but Bobby, if you look in the NFC, and a lot of the teams, Rambo, thank you for your question. A lot of the teams, you know, the Eagles that were considered a contender, the Cowboys, 3-3. Right, the Packers.
Now we'll be playing in the dome.
The Niners.
Yes, San Francisco. You better pack a lunch. I think and look the fruition of all those high draft picks, especially in their front seven. Now, Jimmy G is Garoppolo. I would take Drew Brees' experience over him. Mm-hmm. Now I think it'd be a lot tougher to win out there. But we got him in the dome. I'd be extremely disappointed. We would not beat San Francisco at home.
Yeah, if you watch Jimmy G this year, at times, not entire games, but a drive, a series or two, he'll lose some accuracy. He gets a little erratic.
A little antsy.
A little erratic.
Yeah, a little erratic. But right now, you cannot say, like, even with the Bears defense. The Bears have a championship defense, but again, their offense sucks. I mean, they are bad. I'm telling you, shame on Christian. They were kicking off the 100-year anniversary, Thursday Night Football, the NFL. They're at home. What, they lost, 10-3? They scored 3 points. Now, come on, I know the Packers' defense is better, but they're not that much better. The up-and-coming team to me has been the most surprise in the NFC right now. Like, I'd much rather play the Bears than the Lions. The line secondary is tough. Matthew Stafford could be scary, but again,
it's funny they're 2-2-1.
They don't know how to win. The Lions are. That's a team I would say is better than their record. The officials, I think they got robbed at Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, look at the calls, and I think it affected the game. But when you look at, it, I think the Lions would be the most surprise at a positive perspective. I'm somewhat surprised how much the Falcons are the Falcons. How man, their defense is terrible. Because Matt Ryan, even if he has productive days, they're not winning. So, and then we thought, who's going to challenge the Saints? Right now, you'd have to say, as of late, obviously Carolina, without Cam Newton.
Yeah. Looking at the AFC North, that division, the Browns I think are still it's the Browns.
The Browns are still AFC North, yeah.
The Browns are still the Browns. I mean, like, remember, they were getting all the headlines. Oh, the Browns won the offseason. They look at all the talent. I don't know about you, but I immediately said, still got to prove it. And then, B, that's a lot of personalities for a first-year head coach manage.
I think if you look at the Browns' schedule, though, if they go on a run, they have a chance to turn it around.
Yeah, but
you like strength of schedule. I'm telling you, I would not be surprised if all of a sudden the Browns go on a mini-winning streak.
If you're feeling about, hey, I'll believe it when I see it if LSU beats Alabama. I'm the same thing with the Browns. I'll buy into
with
the
all
hype.
The talent.
I'll believe it when I see them start getting on the winning side of things. When if they were 4-2 instead of 2-4, I'd be like, yeah, okay, the Browns have legitimately righted their ship. And look, we've talked about this too before, Bobby. That fan base, we can identify with that fan base, right?
Right.
They're blue collar, hardworking, very devout fan base that wants to see a winner and will show up in droves if they are winning. And
I would say in the NFC, even more than the 49ers, even though they're undefeated, because a lot like where the Saints are at on the back end of the season, Hall of Fame quarterback, Aaron Rodgers versus Drew Brees. So and the Packers finally got a little defensive help to help Aaron Rodgers. So
don't sleep on the Seahawks either now.
Yeah, yeah. Considering
Russell Wilson is playing like an MVP.
Yeah, and he's not throwing pick. I don't think he's even thrown an interception. But I still look at top to bottom. I'd say in the NFC North is still better than the NFC West. That when you look at, I don't know, where the Bears are, they were just in the playoffs, and the Vikings. The Vikings could be, you catch them on a wrong day, they can embarrass you, mm-hmm. or what Cousins is going to show up. The real Kirk Cousins are your third cousin or some. So who knows with them. But I just think if you look at the NFC top to bottom, and, you know, we've bragged in the past about the NFC South, but that's not the case this year. I think it'd be more first would be NFC North than the NFC West.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, we have the Cadillac of New Orleans on the catty corner of Lime Street and Rye in the heart of Metairie, a proud member of the Gale Benson Automotive family of dealerships. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Cadillac of New Orleans on the catty corner of Lime Street and Rye in the heart of Metairie is where you can find us. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, getting you set for Saints and Bears Sunday.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Hopefully not the Bears.
Who would win, life-size Ditka or mini Ditka?
I don't know. You know,
Saturday Night Live.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yes, I used to love those skits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They'd eat the bratwurst and they'd be pounding their chest, yeah, having a heart attack. Yeah,
having a heart attack about every 2 minutes.
Life-size Ditka versus the Bears.
Well, I'll tell you what. Mike Ditka is a legend with the Chicago Bears, but he wasn't a legendary coach with the Saints. I can tell you.
No, he was not.
He probably put the organization back, I don't know, a decade. I'd say at least half a dozen years, Christian?
Yeah, that was not a great era. Kurt in Houston, Texas. What's going on, Kurt? You're on WWL.
Yeah, how y'all gentlemen doing? Y'all doing okay today?
All right, Kurt. What you got, man?
Okay, two things. Number one, three things. I think the Saints going to win 20-10. And
that sounds
if y'all realize it, Howie Long's son is on IR, who plays on the offensive line.
Talked about it yesterday.
And
yeah, he is not only a Pro Bowler, he's all pro. He is that dominant when healthy. Now, can he be healthy? So.
And Akeem Hicks is also on IR, too.
Yep.
Talked about that yesterday. Yep.
That would be like the Saints, I would say. You know, Cam Jordan's more like Khalil Mick, but more impactful because Akeem Hicks is that good. That'd be like, okay. Cam Jordan is not playing, and maybe Armstead,
yeah,
or Ramchick, or like, and all of a sudden then we gotta, you know, plug and play.
Think your
someone
best
else.
Two your best two along the offensive and defensive lines,
and they're out the game. Yep,
that's a factor.
And the last
look
thing
what
I
it
want,
does, Kurt, what it allows the Saints to do is really focus even more on Khalil Mack.
Right,
you can double him and not have to worry about getting beat. I know that you know Akeem Hicks is an interior player, but it's a little less to have to concentrate on and game plan on.
Exactly. And also, my alma mater, Southern University in Baton Rouge, is going for the Texas two-step this weekend when we played TSU. We beat Paraview last weekend. Now we're going for TSU.
Man, LSU's already won Texas.
No, but all the Louisiana schools. Now Nicholls State's going to Sam Houston. No, it's amazing this year.
Did I say LSU or Louisiana?
Louisiana. Said LSU.
I meant Louisiana already owns Texas.
Yeah.
We purchased it this year.
Yeah, instead of the new Texas purchase, instead of Louisiana purchase.
Well, but we all doubled down on it.
All right.
I like it.
TSU. Now, you know Kurt, who's a famous Texas Southern player, TSU? The great Brett Maxey. He was the quarterback at a secondary with the Dome Patrol, you know, pointing Gene Atkins in the
Brett
right
Maxey.
Direction, you know, with Toy Cook and Robert Massey and all them. But, Brett Maxey went to TSU.
Kirk, thanks for the phone call. Cordell in Minnesota. What's going on, Cordell? You're on WWL.
Yes. Good. Hey, how y'all doing? First of all, I just want to say
all right, I got to say Vince Buck. I was thinking Vince Buck. Yep. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I want to say I think the Saints are going to win 16-10.
That's not far-fetched.
It's crazy, though, to think about. Hold on, Cordell. Yeah. It's crazy to think about okay. The Saints winning and scoring 16 points. If you think about it, nobody getting predictions that we're getting right now, it's usually 35-17, 35-28.
I think the Who Dat Nation is educated enough to know how good that Bears defense is. And listen, I'm never
bored. How good the Saints defense is.
I'm never bored if the game 16-10 and the Saints got 16. I'm not bored. Kind of like Christian, I had to hit you in the arm last week. I was like, God, his game's slow against Jacksonville. Yeah, and I was like, what? No.
I want points.
No, I was like, I don't care if we kicked a field goal and won 9-6. But we just got to win. Because they all count the same.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Right. I want to say this, guys, and then I want to ask Bobby a question real quick. So I just want to say, you know, a lot of times people tend to talk about the Bears defense and how good the Bears defense is. Well, guess what? The Saints pack a pretty nasty defense too. And yep. So we travel a defense with us now that could win games just as much as the Bears. So I think if we can get intercept return for a touchdown, or a scoop and score, or even a special teams return for a touchdown. Put it this way: the first team that scores a touchdown is probably going to win. And I'm thinking it's probably more. I trust our offense to score a touchdown more than I do the Bears offense.
Bears.
And
yep.
You're right, exactly. I think this is the same team we beat the Bears last year. So I'm not as scared of the Bears as everybody else. But this is what I want to ask you, Bobby, real quick. How is the locker room with Latavius Murray? Because I just watched a YouTube video of him being interviewed in the locker room, and I'm just wondering, do the players, like, do they gravitate to him? Do they like him? You know, because I know the fans don't seem to still can't really seem to get over the fact
they haven't
that
seen enough of him, Cordell.
Well, the thing is, Cordell, he's more of an introvert. He don't have the flamboyant personality of a Mark Ingram, and there's nothing wrong with that. He just maybe not as outgoing, is not going to be as vocal. Now, all he needs to do is just let his actions do the speaking, do the talking. You don't have to say anything. Just all of a sudden, take advantage of your responsibility. And here's a game, considering Kamara's banged up, a lot like Teddy Bridgewater.
You could be the featured
Murray,
guy.
Like kind of the insurance policy. So what if all of a sudden you invested because Ingram's gone and now you got Latavius Murray and you're giving him $4 million? Christian, you know what? I was telling Dominic this. If Latavius Murray would have an outstanding game that could help Teddy Bridgewater and somewhat have some success, then all of a sudden you know what that does? That helps when they get paid in the future. It might be the Saints. It might be some other team because they're watching the film.
Uh-huh.
So this is a great opportunity for Latavius Murray to live up. Okay, here's your chance. More because when Kamara's healthy, he's always going to be
he's going to be the feature guy.
Yeah. But now if he's not in the mix, come on, Murray, great opportunity for you.
Cordell, I get the question about if he's liked in the locker room. And that's important. I get that. But more importantly, what matters the most to NFL players, Bobby, correct me if I'm wrong, you could be quiet or you could be more of an extrovert. If you're out there producing, that's what matters ultimately. If you're out there producing games and helping your team win, that's what they care about the most.
Well, he can't be as much of a vocal leader as Mark Ingram, because Mark Ingram, man, he was here from the get-go.
Right.
And then, look, he established himself.
Right.
So he could be that
guy.
That's
not an automatically bestowed thing.
Right. So, no, that's why I don't listen. The players respect Murray. They know he's an NFL running back. Look, going back to his career with the Raiders and that's where he had the most success, even with the Vikings. So, no, but he's not Mark Ingram, but he doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be to have success. But you know what? It's going to be interesting to see, okay, so we got to get off to a great start. I don't know. Now, Sean Payton wants to get off to a great start, because I said this earlier, Christian, and Sean's aware of this, and he's telling the team, for the sixth consecutive game, the Saints finished the first quarter without scoring an offensive touchdown. How about scoring an offensive touchdown against the Bears in the first quarter? Now, easier said than done. The only opening quarter touchdown they had was that came by the way of Deontay Harrison, the punt return against the Seahawks. So you look at six games, this hasn't been the case. Because you're looking at over a dozen years. Under Sean Payton, we've come out the gate smoking. But this year, In six games, we scored 13 first-quarter points. Christian, we've been outscored in the first quarter. Yeah. Now, when he said we need a scoop and score or a punt return for a touchdown, no, you know what I say? Just get a turnover. Just get a takeaway, and because that's where the Bears and their tradition, they feast to be on that plus side in a turnover margin.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, this is Sports Talk on WWL. Saints quarterback Drew Brees coming up at 6:40 tonight. Welcome back here to Sports Talk. Cadillac of New Orleans on the catty corner of Lime Street and Rye in the heart of Metairie, a proud member of the Gail Benson Automotive family of dealerships. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. You can text us as well at 870-870. Coming up next hour, Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst, will join us at 5:35. We'll also go behind enemy lines with Tyler Horka, Mississippi State beat writer for the Clarion Ledger. And this Mississippi State Bulldog is not the same one that Dan Mullen helped rebuild or helped tool.
Well, if you look at it, Mississippi State, Christian, they're starting a true freshman at quarterback. Now think about that.
Yeah.
Now, they lost. Listen, to me, you got to be discouraged if you're a Mississippi State Bulldog fan. They just lost to the Vols with 20-10, and Tennessee's bad. So I know now you can never overlook an SEC opponent, but they had an awesome defense last year, but it's not the 2018 version on that defensive front for Mississippi State.
Sports Talk continues here on Saints Radio WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.